Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, what we're going to do is jump over to Sons of Liberty Media in just a couple minutes here. But before I get to that, I want to point you in the direction you need to go if you want to check us out online. If you'd like to go over to Facebook, you can do that. That is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And again, friends, you have one more option. That's Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, you can do that as well. That is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, friends, we're actually broadcasting live directly from Charlotte, North Carolina right now. It's kind of rainy. It's kind of mucky here right now, but you know what? It beats Minnesota. For those that have just joined us, I want you to understand that we are doers of the word in this radio program and in this ministry, not just hearers only deceiving ourselves. As a matter of fact, last week we were out on the West Coast and we did a Bakersfield Tea Party, and then we went over to Escondido. We spent a little time with our friend Jesse Lee Peterson as well. We did some in-studio in Los Angeles out there, and then we did some other radio. We saturated the airwaves in California. Well, now we're on the other side. Folks, we're on the East Coast. Again, we're broadcasting live out of North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. It's absolutely beautiful here, though. Beautiful country. We actually flew into Washington, D.C. yesterday, which is a three-hour flight from Minneapolis, and once we landed, we picked up a van, and I drove 7 hours. So we got into Charlotte, North Carolina, probably about 2 o'clock in the morning, and we're doing the stuff, as we say here, friends. So we got some high schools and some colleges, and we also have a church to do tomorrow, so we got lots of stuff. Once we land, it's boots on the ground, and again, friends, what we're doing is we're simply demonstrating our Christianity. We're demonstrating our faith by our works, and we do it not independently without the Spirit of God. No, we do it because we have the power, the work of faith with power, so the Spirit of God can demonstrate himself, that men might find their faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but rather in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. I want to give a shout out really quick. I just caught wind of this yesterday. I'm a little behind on this. Do forgive me. We have WBCF FM in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, who joined us. We want to give you a shout out and tell you thank you very much for your trust taking on the Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, we have WEPG in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Again, WEPG, thank you. Again, giving you a shout out, a high five. We also have KPTO, 1440 AM in Idaho. Again, KPTO, 1440 AM in Idaho, who just picked us up, along with WTTP 101 FM. FM, Lima, Ohio. Again, WTTP 101 FM in Lima, Ohio. These are affiliates that just recently picked us up, and I just recently became aware. So, again, we want to welcome you aboard, and, again, we thank you for your trust, and thank you for your listenership as well. Let's jump over to Sons of LibertyMedia.com, friends, before we jump onto our topic. What I want to talk about today is I want to talk about the devil is in the details, and what we'll do before we jump over onto topic is we'll go to Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Folks, Alabama Supreme Court puts a stop to illegal marriages. For those that think that they're playing games with Judge Roy Moore, he happens to be a friend of the ministries here. I just want to let you know he's not the guy to play with. When he means something, he stands by it. Rather hell or high water comes, he ain't moving. And what they're doing in Alabama right now is this Supreme Court justice in the state of Alabama is reining in all of the justices and the injustices in that state and telling them, listen, this is what the law declares and this is what we are to make reference to in our judgment calls. We are not to be a bunch of activists, nor are we legislating from the bench. That's not our position. It is to discover and apply. End of story. You can check that out on Sons of LibertyMedia.com, friends. Also, convicted killer, well, she's a woman. Wow. Convicted woman Kelly Kissendaner becomes Christian on death row. Should she die now that she has become a Christian? Check that out on Sons of LibertyMedia.com. As well, friends, you want to check out the open sexual deviant. Listen to this carefully, friends. I have been indoctrinating America's kids to be sodomites. I lied about it, and I am not sorry. Let me say that again, because this is what I've always been telling you, friends. They hold the shield when, in fact, they have the spear in hand. It's totalitarian methods, but they're telling on themselves because they are becoming emboldened because the American people are adding strength to tyranny by allotting their crimes against our children. This is the headline, Open Sexual Deviant. I've been indoctrinating America's kids to be sodomites. I lied about it, and I am not sorry. Check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And by the way, friends, you need to take a look at some of these pictures as well. When you look at the picture of that headline, friends, you're going to see what looks or appears to be a man when, in fact, it is a woman who is taking a medication so she can grow a beard. Folks, getting a little weird to say the least. Sons of LibertyMedia.com as well. You can also go over and check it out. Soldiers in Nigeria entered the Adamawa state and have cleaned out all of the area of Boko Muslims. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, folks, they'd be standing up shouting me down. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. State Department tweets picture promoting Sharia law over man-made law. Did you hear that, friends? We don't have man-made law in this country. That's what you would call policy. We're ruled by moral law. That is the Mosaic Institution called common law. Read the Declaration of Independence. And if you get a couple of minutes, go back and go to the preceding documentation, which is called the Mayflower Compact. You tell me who gave us that law. You can see it. The writing is on the wall, and the writing is definitely in the documentation. Check it out again. But again, on Sons of Liberty Media, State Department tweets picture promoting Sharia law. Friends, listen carefully. State Department tweets picture promoting Sharia law over man-made law. Friends, what they're saying is that your laws are man-made when, in fact, they are not. Also, check out on Sons of Liberty Media, did Hillary Clinton commit a felony? Of course she did. If you have not taken the time to watch the documentary called Clinton Chronicles, you might want to do that. It is very frightening. They have a lot of dead people around their administration. And it's also interesting to note that this criminal that's in the White House right now, the People's House, he has Clinton's administration tried and true all the way around him. Amnesty injunction being challenged through appeals court. We have a judge, friends, a federal judge that is telling Obama what you're doing is completely unlawful. It is legal. And what he is doing is he is basically bringing forth an investigation. I also want to let you know on Sons of LibertyMedia.com, it's not okay to lie. Pretty cool stuff, friends. It really is. Some of the commentary and the columnists and the contributors that we have over there are second to none. And again, friends, our aim in life here is to get your feet out of the miry clay, put them upon the rock. As we say, friends, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. And that's exactly what David said. And we know that David didn't lose the battle because God was on his side. I'm going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Media.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, that guy's pretty extreme, isn't he, friend? Wow. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, friends. We're actually broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And if you're just joining us now, we just flew into Washington, D.C., which means we're on the East Coast. Last week, we were on the West Coast. We did a bunch of tea parties and some in-studio radio, and we saturated the airwaves in California, as now are we on the other side of the United States of America, being doers of the word, not hearers, only deceiving ourselves. And what we're going to be doing over here, friends, is high schools. We're going to be doing some colleges as well as some churches. So we were actually called up by Liberty University, which is a college, a law college out of Lynchburg, Virginia, and we're going to be driving down there, and we're going to be speaking to their students. And folks, there's some pretty cool people out there. But what's interesting about it is they are calling us because they're saying, hey, can you come and bridge the gap? And it reminds me of John the Baptist when he was actually the one that brought forth the message to turn the children's heart unto the fathers and the fathers' hearts unto the children. So, hey, listen, friends. We're honored to be a part of the plan, and we want to be a part of the answer. We don't want to be a part of the problem. But before we can actually deal with the problems, we need to know what the problems are. And for the most part in this country, every American knows what the problems are. We know what they are. Now, what we need to do is we need to become educated, because we know in Hosea 4:6, Scripture tells us that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, so we need knowledge. And that's exactly what we aim to do through this broadcast on a daily basis, 6 days a week, actually. That would omit one day, forgive me. So we want to educate the people as to what the laws are, who's breaking the law, and then we want to teach people actually how to enforce that law against the crime. That way we can have peace and righteousness within the streets of America for our posterity. Folks, we're here 238 years later because someone thought of us, so therefore we need to stand up and fight for our posterity, and that's exactly what we're doing. Folks, I want to bring you back over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com again. I got a couple more to highlight some of these articles. I wanted to let you know that a paraplegic fires on three home intruders, and he kills two of them. oh, do I hear the sympathetic ones out there saying, oh, you mean that gun owner actually killed two of the people that broke into his house and meant him harm? Yep, he did. And I'm glad he did, friends. Again, check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Paraplegic fires on three home intruders, and he kills two. Now, just think, America, if this paraplegic wasn't armed, what they might have done to him. And isn't it interesting that in this country, you have a population that is more sympathetic to the ones that commit the crimes than the victims themselves? That's a sad place to be. And I also would like to remind you that's a very dangerous place to put yourself. So let's get this right, friends. We need to put justice back into its place so we can establish liberty, so we can be a free people at large. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Soldiers enter, listen to this carefully. Soldiers enter whole state full of Muslim jihadists. The soldiers are attacking the Muslim jihadists. They kill off and clean out entire area of Muslim terrorists. See, folks, when you deal with these people, they don't know how to respond. They want you to be paralyzed through all their fear. But as Americans and as patriots and Christians and conservatives, we don't take our counsels from our fears, do we, friends? Nor were we given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Why? Because we know that perfect love casteth out all fear. If we're going to fear anybody, it's going to be God first and foremost, and our enemy's going to understand that we're not going to bow, therefore we're not going to burn. You want to bring your Muslim terrorism over here? We're going to deal with you lawfully, just the way that the soldiers are dealing with you in Nigeria right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Sheriff David Clark, race baiters are fueling war on police with anti-cop rhetoric. I want you to listen carefully to this. Again, you know that I'm on the East Coast right now. We're broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Well, the first thing that I seen when I got to the hotel was none other than, well, here we have it again, USA Today spreading their propaganda, because propaganda is all it is, friends. And what was it? What should we do about Ferguson? That was on the front page of the paper. What should we do about Ferguson? What are you talking about? Friends, let me pull the mask off this, okay? Get the government out and keep the government from sending in provocateurs to create domestic insurrection. So if we're going to do anything with the Al Sharptons, this criminal in the White House, Barack Hussein Obama, and his criminal administration, namely his attorney general, Eric Holder, well, just keep them out of Ferguson and everything's going to be okay. I want to take it a step further. Yes, yes, friends, I do want you to understand that your government is sending forth provocateurs to create domestic insurrection. They are creating, listen, friends, they are creating the chaos. It is your government that is doing this. It is this administration that's responsible for creating this chaos in Ferguson. Yeah, you heard me right. Now, what's interesting, friends, is when you get these guys, Barack Hussein Obama, and you get Attorney Eric Holder, you want to call him what you will, Attorney General Eric Holder, you can. He's not there to bring forth justice, friends. He's actually executing injustice on a daily basis. If you want to look at him and the Al Sharptons, well, it should show you the company that they keep, friends, because I don't think it gets any lower than an Al Sharpton or a Jesse Jackson. But again, friends, going back to the hotel, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the propagandists at it again. What do we do about Ferguson? Get this administration out of Ferguson. And when you get them out of Ferguson, you're going to pull the provocateurs out with them. And when the provocateurs are not there, you're not going to have any issues. But I do want to take it a step further, and this is the point that I wanted to make. It's my second point. This is it. It wasn't too long ago. I remember when the whole Ferguson issue came to a national scene where everybody understood what was going on over there. But most people didn't know what was going on behind the scene. We just knew that, you know, Darren Wilson was actually, well, he was never indicted because he didn't commit the crime. He was actually defending himself from Michael Brown, who kept charging him and tempting him, so on and so forth, until he was actually shot and killed. Well, what I want you to understand, friends, is we heard from a pastor out in Ferguson, Missouri, and he actually did an interview with Tim Brown. And when I read through this article, I thought, wow, isn't this interesting? They're at it again. But this pastor was actually bringing forth the information to the nation our nation, America, stating, I don't know what Ferguson, Missouri, they're talking about, because the one that I see in the news is not the one that I see in my backyard. He did see the state-controlled media trying to conjure up a bunch of people that would speak out against the police there. And he said what they would do is they would go to the malls and they would try to gather some people together. And they would put the people together and then they would take a picture. You know, take the pictures, I'll create the war scenario. That's exactly what they're doing. He said right now in my backyard, I'm having, I believe it was a pool party. He said all races are here right now. Again, the state-controlled media would have you believe opposite as to what is really going on there. Why? Because this is what communists do. They create domestic insurrection. And who's doing it more than this criminal administration? Along with MSNBC, friends. Along with ABC, my friends. Along with CNN, my friends. Friends, you need to turn the television off. End of story. Nobody's paying attention to it, except those that haven't taken the time to seek the truth out. It's truth that makes men free. All this warfare going on in our country, friends, it's to create a state of lawlessness to give and relinquish more power over to government. See, because when bad things happen, what do the people do? They throw their hands up in the air and they say, oh, government, we need more protection. We need more protection. No, we don't. Arm yourself. That's all the protection you need in the spiritual and in the natural. I want to go back to this headline on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sheriff David Clark, race baiters speaking of this administration are fueling war on police, on the police, with anti-cop rhetoric. So who's feeding it, friends? The communists are. Why? Again, because they want to stir up domestic insurrection. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, UK preacher on trial for preaching the gospel on the street in the United Kingdom. Listen carefully, friends. Now, I know that what's going to happen right after I say this, everybody's going to say, Bradley, you've been telling this to us for a long time, and I'm going to say, yep, you're right, I have. But the UK preacher on trial for preaching the gospel on the streets in the United Kingdom, he's labeled homophobic and Islamophobic. Is anybody catching this? He is being labeled homophobic and Islamophobic. Wait a second. So the homosexuals come in, they play the victim. America, I have a question for you. Who are the homosexuals victim to? I'll tell you. The law. Because when you look at state statute, you will find crimes against nature, what was purposely and directly extracted from Romans 1:24, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, and 27 other references in the Bible. A UK preacher on trial for preaching the gospel is labeled homophobic and Islamophobic. What's the difference, friends? There isn't one. They're trying to upend your American sovereignty. I know this is happening in the UK, but friends, you better pay attention as to what's going on in your backyard. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back on the other side.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Folks, I got to go back on one of these articles for those that have been listening over the last three segments, talking about the paraplegic that actually shot and killed two of the three that broke into his home. I have to give you some more details concerning that situation. That paraplegic had his home invaded just a couple of years ago from the present, and they shot him seven times. That's why he's a paraplegic. But there are those that are in your government that would mean to disarm him and pull down his defenses, and they would rather have the criminals alive walking around on the streets endangering every American rather than this individual to actually arm himself and protect himself against these thugs. Folks, that is the definition of tyranny right then and there. It doesn't get any better than that. So, folks, when you see these anti-gunners, you better rest assured they just mean to rule over you is really what it comes down to. The devil's in the details. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. That's all he means to do. He's a murderer, Jesus said. Of course he is. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Is this what we're seeing today from not only the government, but also the church? Yeah, because what you're seeing in the professed church in America is the pulpits actually making way. You know, all welcome to their churches. Isn't it interesting that all are welcome? Yeah, all are welcome. You know, come as you are, but leave as you are changed. For those that didn't know, I'm on a little rabbit trail here. You know, during the times that men feared God in this country and in other countries, did you know that it took 1 to 3 years to prove yourself as a Christian before you could actually be a member of a church? I'm on a little bit of a side note, but people need to understand that we're to prove all things. We're not just to accept it because people say so. But going back to John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Because, friends, what we need to do is examine and pay attention to the details, because we always find that the devil is always in the details. And I want to go back to just the beginning of last week here, because I was humored because the conservatives pushed out an interview. It was called The Scary Interview. And again, it came through the state-controlled media, and it's there to put out fear, to paralyze the people. And it's interesting how these microphones are put up to the mouths of these individuals through the state-controlled media, as if to say the state-controlled media is being used to basically bring forth their message, the enemies to America. In case in point, friends, that's exactly what they're doing. But going back to the point, there's a terror suspect, Christopher Cornell. He's a homegrown terrorist. He's also known as Rahil Marie Ubeda. He said the terrorists, America, listen carefully. He wanted you to know that the terrorists were in Texas, Ohio, New York City, and Washington, D.C. His message was that they are in your country and in your state, ready to wage jihad on American soil. Really? Well, friends, I have a question for you. How couldn't they be when they have an administration helping them along at every step of the way, pulling down all security on your borders, as well as opening the floodgates to the illegals on the American people? And additionally, the administration has been appointing America's sworn enemies to high positions in your government and in your agencies. When you get a minute, read Deuteronomy 28:49. It will explain everything. This homegrown terrorist went on to say, there will be many, many attacks. He said, like I said, we are ready for the battle over the Capitol. And again, I say, of course there will be, because Scripture tells us that when a people are under judgment, the sword will be without. Is that what's going on, friends? Yes, it is. And terror within. The sword without and terror within. Deuteronomy 32:25. I can't sometimes, friends, believe how people are so misled, when that's all you have to do is go over and click the switch on, pick up the Bible, open it up and read it, and let the light come in so you can understand everything that's going on in your country. Folks, if you're going to be so absolutely foolish as to keep the lights off, then you deserve what you've got coming. No wonder why you're confused. No wonder why you got so many bruises all over your physical body. Because you keep hitting everything in the process of trying to find your way with the lights off. No, turn the lights on. Jesus said, I'm the light of men. And when you go to Scripture, you want to talk about being prophetically spot on. There it is. You don't need any false prophet telling you. You don't need to hear about some false prophetic word given by Nostradamus, who basically put his train on the tracks of Scripture and tried to make himself out to be something that he will never be, outside of a false prophet. Read the Word of God, friends. It's all there for you to see. You don't need to listen to the conservatives' debates. You don't need to watch them paint the American people into the corner any longer. You don't need to stand back and watch the professed church open the gates through their ignorance to the wolves only to devour the sheep. No, 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 no. We don't need to hear any more of that. We need to be equipped and actually deal with the issues at hand. The way you do that is you look at what God's Word says and take them, not as suggestions, but take them as commandments and meet them on His terms. Now, going back to the devils and the details, when asked what Cornell, this homegrown terrorist, would have done if he had not been arrested, he said, what would I have done? He said, I'd have taken my gun, I would have put it to Obama's head, and I'd have pulled the trigger. Folks, this is why you know it's propaganda. He said, then I would have released more bullets on the Senate and the House of Representatives and their members. He said, I would have attacked the Israeli embassy and various other buildings of kafir, non-Muslims, who want to wage war against Muslims and shed our blood, he added. I don't see anybody trying to wage war on Muslims. I must have missed that memo. I'm trying to figure out where I noticed that or where I seen that, but I thought it was the other way around. Now, outside of the fact that this lunatic sounded like he had some mental disorders, which he does, I could do nothing but see the diversion that is being played again out on the American people who refuse to take heed to the word, that switch to turn the light on that God gives us, which again is so prophetically right on. Now, as a side note, at this point, for any jihadist or radical terrorist to make a threat against anybody in this country right now, friends, it would simply be a suicide mission. Because they know that behind every blade of grass in this country is an armed citizen. You know, they want to be promoted to heaven. Well, maybe we can arrange that meeting. Because if they were to make some sort of threat out on the streets of America, you can rest assured someone's going to send him to God, to the hell when he thinks he's going to heaven. But this is my point. It would be a suicide mission for any jihadist to pull forth or to execute any, in any sense of the word, any sort of jihadist mission on American soil, because, again, they know that behind every blade of grass in this country is an armed citizen. And by the way, I personally agree with the Medal of Honor recipient, Dakota Myers, who said that ISIS, these jihadists, these terrorists, hunting Americans are like sheep hunting a lion. Listen again, Medal of Honor recipient Dakota Myers, who said that ISIS, these radical Muslims, hunting Americans are like sheep hunting a lion. But friends, I say this, I agree with him, but not in the natural because of what's going on in the natural before God. I say, yet not in the state of rebellion that America is in towards God. Read Numbers 32:23, because friends, your sin is finding you out. Let me say it this way, you can run, but you cannot hide. See, because the American people have given a pass to what God condemns and have looked the other way. And looking the other way, America, is not the right move for you to make. Read Psalm 9:17. And I want you to hear this before I start getting into the pith and the marrow and the details of the devil concerning this administration and what I'm talking about right now. Remember that God said, and it shall come to pass, as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land. Read Deuteronomy 28:63. Now, interesting that I would say Deuteronomy 28. Because in America, the professed church, again, they find themselves being blessed of God. There's 15 blessings in Deuteronomy 28, and there's 55 curses. We can see that the curses are prominent in America today. It's raining judgment, as a matter of fact. But the professed church wants to keep calling you to the blessings, but yet not to the obedience to the God that gives the blessings. Folks, what we can see again is we can see clearly that America is under the judgments that God has promised to a rebellious people. Nothing else besides the judgment of God can explain why the American people have let it go so far. For real. Folks, the love of many wax old because of the workers of iniquity. And workers of iniquity is what we see. Workers of lawlessness. They don't want to do anything about the problem. They want someone else to do something about the problem. And someone else is doing something about the problem, but it's not the people that you want doing something about the issues that you leave off to deal with. Now, when I come back, friends, I'm going to bring you over to the devil is in the details, because I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'll just give you a couple. Who said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America? Who has attacked and transgressed the American Constitution, lied, and has been engaged in cronyism in over 900 documented films? I'm going to come right back after this break, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and I'll give you the answers.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV's Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
I the red, and the blue. I
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We got some high schools, some colleges, and some churches to do. And again, friends, just giving you a quick update here. We just got back off the West Coast last week. We did a bunch of stuff out there. We are literally on the other side of the United States of America. We are now on the East Coast. And what are we doing? Remember what it says in Matthew 28, verse 19? Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But we're teaching them first and foremost, right, friends? Somebody's got to do it. And folks, no matter what taint the world tries to put on the gospel of Jesus Christ, the seed of the righteous shall be forever. And here we are. And here we are. And guess what, friends? We ain't going nowhere. And why is that? Because the Bible declares unto us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The church will be forever. Forever. Amen. So anyways, friends, let's get back to the devil's in the details. Who said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America? Well, we know that none other than the dictator wannabe himself, Barack Hussein Obama, said that. The devil is in the details. Hey, friends, I also want to make real clear, because I'm just feeling within myself I'm answering someone's objective. Bradley, why do you demean the office of the President of the United States? I'm not demeaning the office of the President of the United States. I want to tell you who is demeaning the office and disrespecting the office of the United States of America. First of all, Barack Hussein Obama is, number one. And number two, the American people that believe that he's got a right to do the things that he has done over the last 6 years in this country, they are the ones that are directly responsible for allowing him to desecrate the memories of the hundreds and thousands that have fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America, fighting against the very ideologies that the American people are tolerating through this criminal administration in the first place. I hope you heard me. So it's the American people that are disrespecting the office by allowing him to continue on in his crimes. Friends, I'm sick and tired of it. I'm not playing. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be condescending. I'm not trying to be cocky. And I'm not trying to be smart. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of watching the old folks and the debaters, namely in the conservative realm, and the compromisers, namely in the professing realm called the Church of America, of allowing this individual, along with his administration and others throughout the United States, to attempt to overthrow the laws that our brothers and our sisters and our uncles and our aunts and our cousins and our friends and our dads and our moms and our grandpas and our grandmas gave them the privilege to be there in the first place. The American people need to understand that when you look at those veterans of ours, by the way, we've seen Arlington Cemetery yesterday. I'm going to make sure that I go spend some time over there saying thank you very much. Not going with a bunch of empty packages talking about what I should do, but no, going and saying, hey, guys, this is what I'm doing, and Lord, I wish there was more people out there actually getting the job done, because they're very far and few between. They're the needle in the haystack. They're as rare as hen's teeth. Where are they? Those men and women, friends, at Arlington Cemetery are 6 feet under the ground fighting against the same stuff that the American people are tolerating through this criminal administration today. Who's disrespecting the office? Because I'm not going to stand back and watch him desecrate the memories of the boys that are still coming back in boxes and the girls that are still coming back in boxes. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be guilty of it. Because we know within ourselves that this Constitution, friends, and this Republic, it wasn't established by cowards. And cowards will not preserve it. This is only going to remain the land of the free only so long as it remains the home of the brave. And I want to tell all of you radio show hosts and you television show hosts and all you hirelings and whores that refuse to stand up and deal with the issues at hand, I want you to understand that men do not follow titles, they follow courage. And courage is what you lack. Again, equating this to the Christ, the captain of my salvation. Again, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Again, the man of war, the one that spoke boldly. And as one having authority and not as the scribes, the one that warned us of the leaving of the Herodians, of government, the conservatives and their debates and their talks, and the leaving of the Pharisees, the hypocritical doctrines. Remember, he said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Remember, it was also him that said, if the blind lead the blind, they're all going to end up in the ditch. In America, you're in the ditch because of these men that you follow. 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, follow me as I follow Christ, not man. How many people go to church week after week being taught to fear man rather than God? And making the commandments of God void through the commandments of men. Because we better not take it to the extreme, friends, because if we do, we just might prevent more crime. I want to say it again. Men do not follow titles. They follow courage. My Bible again tells me in Proverbs 28 that the Lord makes the righteous bold as lions. Going back to the devils and the details, friends, who said they wanted to fundamentally transform America? And furthermore, let me ask you the question, who's allowed him to fundamentally transform America? Who's attacked and transgressed the American Constitution? Let me ask you something, friends. Who's allowed this administration to attack and transgress the American Constitution? Who's attacked America's Christian heritage more than this administration? And who's allowed this administration to attack America's Christian heritage? Who has appointed several terrorist-tied Muslim Brotherhood members to the Department of Homeland Security?
and who's allowed this administration to appoint several terrorist-tied Muslim Brotherhood members to the Department of Homeland Security? Whose Homeland Security Secretary recently stated that it is his job to give voice to the plight of the Muslims. Yet again, Americans have been told for 14 years that they were under attack by the Muslim jihadists, the very ones who are now being promoted and defended by this criminal administration. You've been duped, America. Who appointed the stooge John Brennan to the head of the CIA? Who converted to Islam in Saudi Arabia years ago. I mean, folks, you want to talk about a stooge? You want to talk about this administration appointing the debaser and the baser sort? Oh, my goodness. I don't think they get any lower than these guys. I mean, these guys are lower than a snake's belly. And the joke's on you. Who's given millions in financial aid to the Muslim Brotherhood, even arming them with American F-16s? And furthermore, who's allowed this administration to give millions in financial aid to the Muslim Brotherhood and allowing them to arm America's sworn enemies with American F-16s? Hey, friends, who said that they would defend the Muslim jihadists if they were attacked, and the American people all the well knowing this? Furthermore, who's attempting to disarm the American people through its lying and scheming ways more than this criminal administration? Wait a second. Again, friends, let me lay this out. Let me lay this on you. We have all these terror issues in America, yet we have an administration trying to create chaos, to create domestic insurrection, to create terror, to attack the righteous within and without. And he wants to disarm you, America? I thought he was there for your good, but no, I mean, you got to keep in mind, this is the administration that has advocated the murder of the innocent in the womb over 242 times, which is aimed at the blacks and the Hispanics. And I know that the blacks, my black brothers and sisters, and my Hispanic brothers and sisters know everything I'm telling them is true. Just ask Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. Now, who's added strength to tyranny by emboldening, by the way, just on that little rabbit trail, Planned Parenthood, by actually using the leftovers, per se, of the aborted babies? Oh, my goodness, we could go there for 3 hours. Wow. Let me just jump to the end here because we got hour one coming up to a consummation, and then we got hour two coming up on the other side. Hey, folks, who's attempting to disarm the American people through its lying and scheming ways? Why would he want to disarm the American people? See, because they realize that if you're an armed people, that you're a serious threat to their crimes, and they don't want to be threatened. They want to be liberated with their daddy, the devil, who's out to get them. They just don't know it yet. Oh, and I didn't say that. Remember, it was Saul Alinsky who credited Satan on Rules for Revolution and Radicals in his book. And keep in mind, friends, nobody admires Saul Alinsky more than Barack Hussein Obama and his little devil, lying, scheming devil that are around him in his administration. We're going to come back on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, again, broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll be right back on the other side.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. It's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with me.